In old movies, you sometimes see kids playing in the street, even in big cities. Today, streets belong to cars and buses and bikes, but that old idea of street play is making a comeback. Usually when people get home from work, 36th Avenue Northeast sounds like this. But tonight is different. Tonight the kids have taken over this street.
We have started the war. All of us are soaking. Don't pass the circle.
And what do you do if somebody crosses it?
We squirt them.
What just happened to you?
I get squirted by a big squirt gun. Not totally thrilled about it, but I'm laughing now, sort of.
Play Streets is a program through the Seattle Department of Transportation. They started testing it out last year. You can close down a neighborhood street for a few hours so the kids can play in it. It's free. All you have to do is fill out some paperwork. This block in Northeast Seattle does it regularly.
This is our secret area where we get our water.
This is every week in the summer where, you know, the sun's out late. The kids aren't in school, so they have a lot of chance to hang out together.
It's not just the kids who benefit.
You have to have kids to get the neighbors together. The kids make relationships real easily. Neighbors, not quite as easily.
I know people on my block so much better than I did even at the beginning of the summer.
Neighbors can still drive into the closed street to access their driveways. Usually it just means rolling aside a couple of recycling bins. Play streets are hardest on drivers who rely on residential side streets as shortcuts. Sometimes they rev their engines and curse at the lawn chairs blocking the street. But neighbors say most of them find another route, and the people who actually live on the street get drawn into the fun.
Yeah, we got ping pong.
You guys want a hamburger?
Grown-ups are having fun too. They kind of lose track of maybe where their child's at, what they're doing for a short period of time. Nothing too serious.
Word has been spreading about the program. The pace of applications coming into SDOT each month has more than doubled this year. Parent Christy Van Buskirk has been telling all her friends.
I think when people hear about it initially, they are like blown away by the idea that it's something just so novel, you know, and they really want to do it also.
Play streets are most popular in North Seattle. SDOT hopes they'll take off in South Seattle too. Odessa Jones watches a play street from her front porch in the Central District.
It's better than the parks.
Why is it better than the parks? Parks got playgrounds and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, but bad people. The one right over here on Martin McKay Way? Yeah, I don't even go there.
Why not?
Never know who has guns over there. And so I'd rather see kids playing here than going over there. Never know who has a gun.
There have been play streets in at least a dozen other U.S. cities. In Seattle, SDOT says it'll report to the city council next spring about how well the pilot project went. If the council likes what they see, play streets could become a permanent program. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.